Every child is afraid of the dark, the boogeyman, or the monster under the bed at some point in their lives. As parents, we protect them, love them, show them that the dark is not bad, the boogeyman does not exist, and there are no monsters under the bed. Amara, Sophie, and Sia learned there is a boogeyman, and the monster under the bed hides in even more sinister places. Aaron became the darkness, the boogeyman, and the monster under the bed.
River Falls, Wisconsin, July 10th, 2012. Jessica Schaffhausen was hard at work in the middle of her job with a local nonprofit when she received a peculiar text message from her estranged ex-husband, Aaron Schaffhausen. The couple divorced only the year before, after 12 years of marriage and a period of separation. In the text message, Aaron explained that he had taken the train into town. He came in overnight from Minot, North Dakota, where he had been working a construction gig since the couple divorced, his first reliable job in years. Behind the scenes, however, Aaron had actually been out of work for close to a week. He had been let go from that job, fired for poor attendance. The trip from Minot, North Dakota to River Falls, Wisconsin was close to an 8-hour drive, which was made a couple of hours longer by train. In a following text message, Aaron said that he wanted to see their kids, their three daughters, 11-year-old Amara, 8-year-old Sophie, and 5-year-old Cecilia. Jessica found these messages odd, not only because she expected Aaron to be in the middle of work, but because, during the lead-up to their divorce, Aaron had disconnected himself not just from Jessica, but also from their children, preferring to channel his energy into countless hours of video games rather than the family. Jessica later explained, quote, "It was almost like he would like to have us and put us on a shelf, and then when he wanted to interact with us, he would take us down and he would play with us." The divorce only made things worse for Aaron's relationship with his children, as he decided to cut them out of his life entirely, refusing to see them or hanging up on them whenever they answered the phone at Jessica's. At best, the relationship he had with his three daughters could be described as strained. At worst, it was non-existent. While Jessica was sympathetic and believed Aaron should have a chance to bond with his daughters, she was equally as hesitant to let Aaron visit with the children, considering her first-hand experience with his erratic behavior. Also because it was not the first time he had tried to see the girls so abruptly. He had done the same thing, more or less, a few months ago, when he showed up in the town in the middle of the night, without notice, calling Jessica somehow, even though she had blocked his number multiple times, and asked to see the girls who were sleeping. Jessica had found Aaron's timing bizarre and inappropriate. She refused to let him see the children that night, but arranged for him to meet the girls the next day, in public. That visit, Jessica later recalled, actually went okay. Aaron's conduct, from Jessica's perspective, was seemingly improving. He wasn't calling her 30 times a day anymore from different phone numbers, or leaving upsetting, profanity-laced voicemails. He was acting rational, even mature, holding real conversations with her, and keeping his cool when they talked about some of the leftover issues from their marriage. He even stopped insulting her boyfriend through Facebook. It seemed to Jessica that Aaron was finally learning to control his emotions, that he might be in a better place. He quit drinking, she later recalled, adding that he had told her that he had joined an online dating service and was finally moving on with his life. Jessica knew, deep down, that her children wanted to see Aaron, the father that they really missed. They loved him so much, she lamented, and felt that they deserved to have a relationship with their father. She didn't want them to suffer or to hold on to some kind of grudge against themselves because the marriage had failed. Reluctantly, Jessica agreed. Aaron could see their children, on the condition that he was not around when she came home from work at the nonprofit. There was still a fair bit of tension between them, after all, and she did not want to expose the girls to any of that. Graciously, Aaron agreed. Jessica next heard from Aaron later that afternoon, as she was getting in her car to drive home from work. It was a phone call this time. Immediately, as she took the call, before Aaron even said anything, Jessica was overcome with a sudden sense of dread, a sinking feeling, or a mother's intuition. "You can come home now," he said calmly. Quote, "I killed the kids." This has been a brief preview for my new podcast, Resolved, which is available now on Patreon. If you would like to hear the rest of the episode, consider heading to patreon.com/unresolvedpod, where you could become a patron and help support this show. All patrons get access to my backlog of bonus mini-episodes, as well as commercial-free episodes of other podcasts from Unresolved Productions, including Unresolved and Hoax. New episodes of Resolved will be made available on the 15th of every month, so stay tuned and make sure to check it out if you're interested. Once again, you could find more information at patreon.com/unresolvedpod. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cheers.